Welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and let us get a glimpse into why it is they do what they do. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and Happy New Year to you! We here at Team This Song have decided, in the spirit of like new year, new you, well, not new you, really new us, that we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to switch to focusing on just one artist a week. We've been focusing on two forever, but we did it for Tegan and Sarah, and then we did it for Thundercat, and we all agreed, like, we really like the one artist format. We hope you do too. Now, that's not to say that in the future we might not pair artists like we've done in the past, but for now, we're going with one at a time. That's kind of our guiding principle. So let's get started. This week we'll be hearing from Chase Simpson and Josh Jove of the LA band The Shelters. They play the kind of rock and roll that like harkens back to the best of mid-century rock, but feels completely made for these times. Their self-titled record came out last year, like as in 2016. It's really weird to think of 2016 as last year, but okay, last year, right? And it was produced by Tom Petty, which is cool. And you'll find out why it's so cool soon. They came to ACL Fest, and while they were there, they sat down with Jack Anderson and talked about songs that shaped the band that they are now. So here they are, Chase and Josh of The Shelters.
I'd say for me, the Link Ray song Rumble was a really important song for me to hear. There was a time where I was really wrapped up in being kind of a technical musician and thinking that technical prowess was the you know, peak of being a musician. But when you hear something like that, like Rumble, it's such a simple song and it has so much attitude that it makes you rethink everything. You think, I don't really need to be a technical master to make cool music. And so it kind of made me rethink the whole way I was doing things and kind of become worse at my instrument in a good way.
How old were you when you first heard that?
I was probably 17 or 18. I had gone through so many other phases of music.
What kind of stuff were you listening to at the time?
I was into just like, you know, as a guitar player, when you go through like Zeppelin. Go through AC/DC. You go through all these great bands, and then you get all of a sudden you find yourself in like 80s hair metal territory where you're in like Van Halen world. And then you're just trying to play fast and trying to be flashy, and we definitely still do that at times, and it's good to be able to do that and to go through that phase, but I think that it kind of smacked me in the face when you hear something like Rumble. It's just so simple chords and the way he's playing it, playing the guitar, and the fact that it's an instrumental song and it's so, you know, it's such a dangerous sounding song. They actually banned that song off the radio waves when it first came out in the 50s because it was so tough sounding. They thought it was going to make people start riots and start rumbles.
Interesting question. You know, like when I was 17, I didn't know what I was doing when I, you know, getting out of high school, and 18, and I was like, I always played music, but I never thought, hey, I'm gonna do it, you know. And I went to Tom Petty concert, And I was standing in this arena, and I remember he was playing Learning to Fly, and...
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down.
He stopped playing, the whole place started singing. And, you know, singing back the, you know, the chorus. And
yeah, that's right. I'll tell you one day, baby, I'm gonna learn to fly. And fly over my trouble.
I'm learning to fly, you know, and it was just like kind of this euphoric feeling to me that was like, wow, you know, that must be the greatest feeling in the world to have, you know, audience singing back your songs like that. And, you know, so obviously such meaningful, powerful lyrics. And, you know, that's something that I really aspire to be able to write lyrics that are meaningful to people and people can relate to and can feel when you're sad or happy or whatever, that like feels like, you know, the song speaking to you, and at that moment, that song was speaking like as if it was directed straight at Chase. And, you know, when you're driving in your car and the song comes on and it's just like, they're actually talking to you. Like, you're like, your girlfriend dumped you, or your friend, something's gone wrong with your friend or something. It's like literally exact situation. And it's like, just chill, it's gonna be cool, or whatever it is, you know. For me, that song, that moment was that.
And fly over my trouble. Fly over my worry.
You know, went home and called my friend and was like, we gotta start a new band. We gotta, you know, and from then on it was just on. And I never looked back.
And over my trouble. Yes, it is. Yes, it will. That's the hardest thing.
Was there, you guys briefly mentioned that there was maybe like a song you guys had collectively in mind? Question.
One song that we love that we play in our set is the Yardbird song, Lost Woman.
Don't know where to run to, don't know where to hide. See my future coming.
Actually, I don't even know if they were the writers of that song. Maybe not, but we're just inspired by the Yardbirds in general because they're a very guitar-oriented band. And so, yeah, they used to do these rave-ups, they'd call them, where they would just kind of, you know, in the middle of the song, they would all kind of come down and then build it up to some giant peak. Most of the time, they're improvising or just doing stuff off the cuff to kind of build the energy of the crowd. And so we like doing that in our set.
Kind of vamp on one chord but just go crazy, and we kind of apply that to a lot of our songs in the middle in the live set. We, you know, if there's a spot where we want to stretch it out, we're like, all right, let's just do a rave up here. We bring it down, we just start going off of each other, feeding off of each other, and see where it goes. And then one guy goes, all right, let's get out of here, and we go.
But if you come back,
there's so many songs that continue to do that for us as we grow as musicians and people. And just like everyone is a music lover, you know, all these songs continue to kind of re-inspire you, and just like anything in life.
She's up against them all, but the writing's on the wall. There's more than meets the eye with her.
And this is Rebel Heart from the Shelter's self-titled record. And like, you see why Tom Petty, like that connection is so cool. I mean, when you get to work with the guy who basically showed you what could be done with music, like how you could reach a great mass of people through something as simple as songs, I mean, that's the dream, right? Like, their bio says they basically got to hang out and make music in his studio. Like, he gave them the keys. Ah, that is cool. I'll post a link to the Shelters video for this song, Rebel Heart, so that you can see the band as well as hear them. There's some really great hair going on in that band. If you dug the interview with the Shelters, then please take a moment, head to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating or a review for this song. Ratings and reviews help people find us, and they lift our spirits. Like, knowing more people will hear what we make and knowing that people like what we make, like, that's just awesome. So thanks in advance. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen, with help from Kelly Seal, who, by the way, is our intern, and she's awesome. The interview was recorded by Jack Anderson. He also did the interview, and you can catch him on the air on KTX every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. She does a killer job. And thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @thissongkutx. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.